It's Rise FM Mid Mornings. Rise FM Mid Mornings. Thank you very much for choosing us today. We travel Tuesday and we do it alongside Balkane Sibuyi, the director of Masingitana Safaris and Travel, here to share what makes Mpumalanga the ultimate destination for explorers, nature lovers, and culture seekers. Balkane, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it for having me in your station today.
Now, before we get into all of that, you were also at the Hollywood Foundation's Bambelela last week, where I was the MC for the seminar. You pitched your business for about 90 seconds. Then the next night, hosted by Miss K, you walked away with 40,000 rand. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Yeah. We did pitch, actually, and yeah, that really went well. I was hoping to win it, the overall prize, but yeah, thank you.
What inspired you to start Masingitana Safaris and Travel? Was there a specific moment that sparked the idea?
Well, I mean, I was born and bred in the Kruger National Park, so over time, as one went out and did other things. Actually, I used to be a journalist for the for a couple of newspapers, actually, which I won't mention now. But that was too stressing out for me. You know, the love of nature has always been there. I mean, I am a bush baby after all. So over time, I realized that I have no passion for those other things. My passion is in the bush. And I've always wanted to get back into the bush. I've always wanted to get back into the Kruger National Park. And I couldn't find any opportunities to bring me back there. And I said, hey, listen, I'm a people's person, you know. I get very well with people. I love the bush. How do I loop this together? You know, another thing is, I said, how do I get back there? And how do I link the Kruger National Park, all the reserves, which I call the other side of the fence, with the other side of the fence, you know, the other side being the community at large, you know, because there are so many people that have never experienced inside the park, although they're just right off the borders, you know, and that's when I came up with the concept that, you know what, I need to start a company that will link both sides of the fence, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, the journey has been quite a journey for you so far. How would you say Masingitana creates meaningful cultural experiences, especially for our visitors, beyond the usual tourist trail?
Oh, yeah. that's actually my specialty right there. You know, I believe in authenticity. You know, I believe in creating authentic cultural experiences, you know, hence why one of our signature safaris is your Gogo Safaris, Village on Foot, you know, and this is something that allows for the greater tourists, you know, the people coming from outside to really immerse, you know, because in most cases what I've learned is that the people just fly in, they into the park immediately or into the reserves, and they get to miss out on the vast cultural experiences that we have just in Mpumalanga. You know, you have your cultural dancing, you have a whole lot of this, and that's why we do the authentic village visit on foot, you know. There are some that are also doing, you know, horse riding in the village, but the village visit on foot allows for one not to just see Africa, but to have a relationship with it, to fall in love with Africa, because when you do the village on foot, you're not just going on the village, but you get to interact with elders who get to share their wisdom, who get to share their insight, their knowledge, and their homestead cooked meals, you know?
Absolutely. I agree with that. I mean, you talk about so many iconic gems that we've got in our province, but what is one hidden iconic spot or gem that you would say your guests absolutely fall in love with each and every single time?
Well, we do a little bit of conscious traveling. So the current market is looking to see how they can how their footprint is in Africa, you know. And our colleague, like I said, is our Gogo Safaris Village on Foot. You know, after you coming out of the game drive, then you get to do this Village on Foot. You get to experience the village, and not just that, you know. Besides during the day, you get to go into the evening as well, you know, where you're experiencing how the people are gathering the wood, going on the cattle herding, going on the goat herding, you know, going into the crow, milking the cows. And I feel like that is so important, and that's a great part of who we are, you know. And I think that's something that should be sold across, you know, that one needs to experience. You just imagine for a second, you know, where you go out in the morning, you herd out the cattle, you drop them out in the bush, and then you come back, experience the village lifestyle, and then you go back again where the actual thrill is to go and find the cattle, you know, using the bell sound that one of the cattle has, asking the other local herders, have you spotted this cow? Have you done this? Using the foot spurs to try and find this cattle, you know, and sometimes you might not even find it, you know, that disappointment. But the excitement that comes with finding the cattle, yeah, after 2 hours, 3 hours of searching, mm-hmm, you know, it's a thrilling something away from just driving. As much as, yes, one comes to see the Big Five, the Big Ten, as I call it,
yeah,
you know, we need to experience, we need to immerse in the community, see how they live, and experience exactly just that.
Mm, absolutely, I agree with that. Just before I let you go, Balkane, how do we make sure tourism protects our environment and these communities that you speak of, the communities that we go to, you know, where our tourists go and learn about our people and who we are? How do we protect all of that through tourism?
That's a very good question. I feel like there needs to be more initiatives, even from our tourism department, you know, that allows for this communities to understand the incentives of tourism. You know, we need to get to that point that we understand, where our people understand the incentives of tourism and of what it brings to South Africa. You know, what it brings to the many families that are here in South Africa. So the only way to protect it is to train, and it's to educate our people about tourism, sustainable tourism, as I'd also like to just put it in,
yeah,
you know. And I feel like that's the only way we can grow, and that's the only way we can make an impactful living within the communities and the reserves.
Absolutely. Balkane, let's park it here for today, but thank you so much for coming. You know, I can tell that you're very passionate about what you do, and I think that just makes it all the more exciting. So thank you very much for coming onto the show.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday, Roz FM Mid Mornings, Mpumalanga, Azish.